Hello, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 152. We're up to Simon Mem Zayin Sif Test. We talked last time about learning Torah using Avarabba as the Avasor Olam Avarabba as Berkas Torah. And we said one of the dinim was that you have to learn right after the Sadra Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevin. So the reason is that it has to be nicker that you're using Avarabba is your Berkas Torah. Therefore, you have to learn right after doing the Berkas Torah. And therefore, that would jumps us right into Sif Tes, which is talking about when you do a regular Birkas HaTorah, are you mechuyev to learn right after that Birkas HaTorah or not? The Sora B, on one hand, you should have to learn it just like any other Birkas HaMitzvah that we make. You have to do the mitzvah right afterwards. On the other hand, over here, as opposed to Avarabba Avas Olam, which he said it has to be nicker over here. It is nicker. So they wouldn't need it necessarily because to make it nicker that it's your Birkas HaTorah. Obviously, it is your Birkas HaTorah. L'maisa the Mechaber brings down two opinions over here. It says, Yesh Omri, Shim Hivsik Bein Birkas HaTorah Limuda E Mekachlum. There are those who say, if you made a Hesik between Birkas HaTorah and actually learning, you don't have to worry about it so much. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, as he cut in Yutes, Taimam, the Dafka Ba'avarabba Dilavi Iker Brachal Birkas HaTorah, just by only by Avarabba Avas Olam, where it's not your Iker Birkas HaTorah, as Eino Potar Linkain Lamad Miyad Li Hefsik, only over there you have to learn right away in order not to be a Hefsik, and therefore it could be Nicker that it is your Birkas HaTorah. I will Birkas HaTorah, Poteres Kol Yom Afil Lomad Achar Tvila, Shacharis Adachatzia Yom, so long as you're going to learn something throughout the day, that is going to be better. That's going to be fine. It's not exactly like any other Birkas HaMitzvah where you can't be mafsik. Since the mitzvah of Limud Torah is to learn all day, therefore you never really have a hesach hadas from learning Torah. Therefore, even if you learn midday, according to this first shita, it'd still go back on your Birkas HaTorah. It's like you learn right after Birkas HaTorah. That's the reason why, for the Mekilin over here, why Birkas HaTorah has more room to be makel than by other sheets. That's the first thing. He says over here, V'anachon shelo lahasik beineyem, v'cheinogu lomar parshas Birkas Kohanim, samach leBirkas HaTorah. However, the better thing to do is, mimach, for the other shita that says, just like any other Birkas HaMitzvah, and you would be required to go ahead and learn right after saying your Birkas HaTorah, and therefore there would be no chilik between this mitzvah and any other mitzvah, and that's why the minhag is to say right afterwards, Birkas Kohanim, Yivrecha Hashem, Yishrecha, Yerusha, Manam, Yilecha, Yichunecha, in order that you're learning. It's the Shem Limud. You're supposed to have mechavin, the Shem Limud when you say those psukim, because that's your Limud Torah right afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, Siv Katan, Chaf Aleph. Okay, v'chadnogu lomar gankin eil dvarim shalom shiur shu mishnah. We also have the minhag to say eil dvarim shalom shiur apia bikurim v'chulei v'chulei. That's mishnayis. Umeir de eil dvarim shadam achol perotel mozeb keren kayan eil abba v'chulei v'chulei. Which is braisik. De lekai mikra mishnah gemar. And therefore we can mekai mikra mishnah gemar. That's how we dafka choose these three things to go ahead and say. Obviously they're also connected to Libet Torah, at least the brais and the mishnah. Why dafka do we choose Birkas HaTorah? Why about Birkas Kohanim? Why do we choose dafka that? So I saw two different answers. Number one is, at the end of the day, it is a bracha, so why not just hop in another bracha when you're saying your limud Torah? Therefore, we dafka take that. Another reason I saw brought down is because we're going to learn in Simen Memches, or Memtes. Simen Memtes is that psukim, you're not really supposed to say bal peh. Okay, not to say bal. Torah shebal peh is for bal peh. Shorish bichtav is for bichtav. However, one of the heterim that we have to say psukim bal peh is things that are shkurim b'fiyakol, things that are known to everyone, psukim by heart, that are known to everyone, those you're allowed to say bal peh. And therefore, everyone knows, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha bal peh. Therefore, we dafka chose that to be our limud Torah right after learning Torah. The end of the day over here, it's mashua from the mechaber over here. Let's say that the maker did din. You don't really have to learn. It's just nachon shalol hafsik beinam. That's like sounds like for the masak of the mechaber over here. Okay. However, the beralach over here at the end of dibra maschal v'yeshli stopik, he does bring down over here achar kach matzati b'chadushi Rabbi Kiva Eger. I'm on page 153, top lines of the beralach. He's just saying it's a lechatchila that we're not machmer to go ahead and learn. It's a wild shot in the mechaber itself. However, he says at the end of the day, you don't really have to say Birkas HaTorah if you b'di'evit, you would go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah, even according to the Mechaber, if you didn't learn right afterwards. It's just over here, you should just know that there's this shita out there, but really, Riker to Danny passing, that you would need to say Birkas HaTorah. However, that's not the general pshat of the Mechaber. The general pshat of the Mechaber, let's say you did not learn right afterwards, then you would not go ahead and say another Birkas. You would lose out on your Birkas HaTorah. Okay, that's the way the Halacha Brewer of David Yosef Paskins Halacha Lemaisa Resfard. They would not go ahead and make a new Birkas Torah, even though they did not learn. They didn't say the Pesukim Yivrach Hashem V'Yishmerecha. End of the day, for Ashkenazim at least, if you look over here and see cutting your test, most opinions do not hold like the Mechaber. Four lines down, he said, "Val Rov Achronim Chokim Al Mechaber." They're masking Ladasi Yeshorim Azeh. They're masking for the second opinion. The Lokato Mekav Rach V'Nan Nachon. Usuli Didin Birkas Ador Kamo Birchol Birkas Amitza. It's not just Nachon. It's a din just like any Birkas Amitza. Oh, Ananin or any bracha that you're going to get Hanah from. The Tzarech Lachzor Levarachim Hifzik Techa Achar HaBracha. That if you had a Hesek, you said to go ahead and finish your Birkas HaTorah, and you started speaking to your friend, nothing to do with Torah, that would be mamash a Hefzik between your Birkas HaTorah and the mitzvah. And if you did verse lo yisir daib the kemishlo hitchol adayna mitzvah ain lo achar kacha malachol, the bracha is not chal anything. When you make a bracha, it has to fall onto something. It has to fall on the mitzvah. So therefore, when you once it falls on the mitzvah, once you learn Torah, so that's going to go on the rest of your Torah the rest of the day. Once you shake the lulav after making berachas haTorah, the bracha is going to go also on the nanuim. You're going to say in hallel, okay? Because it had what to chal on. But if it has nothing to chal on right away, and you make a hefsek, the bracha falls away. It's like you not make a bracha, made you like a bracha. It's like you made a bracha levatala, and you would have to redo the bracha again. So too of a berachas haTorah, you have to be makpa to learn right afterwards by the berachas haTorah. Kavachomer by Ava Rabba Avas Olam. They have to learn. And also that should be nicker. But over here, if it's not, then the Mishnah Brura is passing over here. They would go back and make the bracha, and as he ends off by saying, "V'chein hiskim apri chodosh v'agra v'chein heti kachay odom la'alocha," they all say this la'alocha. L'maisa, he would go back. However, the maskana l'maskana, the Mishnah Brura has a very, very important ha'ara. Mikol makom nir ali. Nevertheless, the Chavetz Chaim says, even though that should be mikra d'din, you have to say Birkas HaTorah again. The cave and she's poskim throwing day in Sarach Lachzor Levar. Since there is this first opinion that holds that Birkas HaTorah is not like all other Birkas and Mitzvos, and you would not have to make the bracha again. It says over there, Yoter Tovim Irlo Shehifsik Acher Birkas HaTorah. If you made a hesek between your bracha and learning Torah, Shechavin Acher Kach BeBirkas Avarab Rabba. Let's say today he day Birkas HaTorah. In this case, okay, you woke up in the morning, you said Birkas HaTorah, you're masik in between. That's not good. Well, really, you should go have to make the bracha again. But since there's opinions that hold that you would not make the bracha again, therefore the Mishnah Berurah over here says, better wait for Ava Rabba, have Kavan and Ava Rabba for your Birkas HaTorah, and then you go ahead and learn right afterwards. You want to learn right afterwards, and therefore, that is how one should do Halacha L'maisa in the best case scenario. Okay? Fine. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, also he has another hesber in the Das Mechaber, why he is more make all this. He says that really Birkas HaTorah is only a Birkas HaShevach. However, we saw before, it's not really Muskam according to most folks, and some say maybe one of the brachas is a Birkas HaShevach, but at least one of the brachas is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Therefore, once again, you have to make sure that you learn right afterwards in this case. Okay? You should be chaving for limud for your, when you say the that limud, you should know what you're saying also. The psukim and the elu dvarim shein lo mishior, habei begrim, all these things, you should learn these up to know that you're really learning Torah in its correct form. Now, moving on to Sif Yud. In hifzik mil yilmod. Before, a little background over here. Just like we had in Simon Dalid, Simon Vav, the very, very important machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba of why we do Netilas Yadayim. We have almost as important Yisodas to machlokas between the Rush again, but over here in Rabbeinu Tam on the other side. How long does your Birkas HaTorah last for? You make Birkas HaTorah, until when does your Birkas HaTorah end? Okay, Rabbeinu Tam has a very straightforward shita that's very simple to follow, and that is, in the Maseches Brachos, Rabbeinu Tam brings down that the hefsek is the next day. Every day you say Birkas HaTorah one time, and that lasts until the next morning. Until the next morning, then you would go ahead and do Birkas HaTorah. Every day, new Birkas HaTorah. However, the Pashas is not like that. The Pashas is that this should be just like any other Birkas, any other bracha, and that is as soon as you have a Hesek Hadas. As soon as your mind got completely removed from the bracha, then you go ahead and have to make a new bracha. Okay, we'll learn in the upcoming halacha that we don't really have Hesech HaDas from learning all day. It's because we're constantly going back. We'll get to there. But when would you have a Hesech HaDas from your learning? When you sleep. L'chor, when you go to sleep, that should cut off your bracha. That is a Hesech HaDas. You're definitely not conscious during that time. That should end your Bercha Satorah right away. Okay? L'chor, Rabbeinu Tam holds that there is no Hesech HaDas from learning Torah ever. And therefore, when Chazal made a tekana, say, bro, they didn't make the tekana to say it one time in your life at your bar mitzvah, and it's going to last forever. So the tekana was once a day, always, and not based on Hesech HaDas. Our Rov Rishonim go like the Rush and hold its talui on Hesech HaDas. Well, no, you can probably think of no some nafkamina by yourself. What's going to be the chiluk? Obviously, when you take a nap during the day, that's going to be one nafkamina. We'll get to other nafkaminas as we go along. So let's put that in our pocket over here. The Rush has been found in Shoot the Rosh, Chuva Klal Dalid, Os Aleph. Now, says the Mechaber over here, Im hifzik mililmod v'nis asek ba'asokov, if you stopped learning, you went after davening, you had a chavrus after davening, then you went to work, and you're working for many hours of the day. Nevertheless, came and should die to laser lilmod laviasek, since your mind obviously is always go back to your learning. You're always going to go back to learn at one point, v'adin l'sheino merchatzu beis akisei, even when you go to sleep, and you go to the base of Mirchas, you go to the bathroom, lo, havi, hesek. All these things are not going to be a hesek. Says the bro over here. See, if cut and come down, we can understand this very well. According to the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, we just said there are no hesekos during the day. This halacha makes very much sense according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush still needs a little bit of hesber over here why these are not hesek hadas. Says the Mishnah bro over here. Sivkatan kavbeis. He says mashma de misha ain darko lilmod. Number one, he says the one who's derech is not to learn Torah. He's not so into learning. He maybe even if he learns for 5 minutes after davening, he knows he's not going to go learn again the rest of the day. Mashma nimlach lilmod tzarich laser levarich. If he would go ahead and learn again during that day, he would have to make a new berachas of Torah. King katam mangin Avram. However, Rataz katam lehafatim lo katam shulchan arachim daig lachzor. Since the shulchan arachim say if he goes back to learn. At the end of the day, we still say it's Safek Brachos. Even a guy who's not so into learning, he is still going to go ahead and not have to make a new Berachas Torah after he made his Berachas Torah in the morning. Now, it says over here, Sivkot and Kavdalet, and this might give us a little bit of input into this halacha. It says Mirchas a basic kisei lefishik, and why when you go into the shower and you go to the bathroom, it's not a hesek hadas from learning Torah. Lefishik gam sham inu meisiach daita daim milumol da'achar kach. Number one is you're still in a hesek hadas. I go to the bathroom. I'm going to go back and go to the base medrash. So that's not as necessarily hesek hadas. The ode, very importantly, shigam sham sarach lizar beninehem. Like we learn the bini in a shulchan arach. Halacha never ends. Torah never ends. When you wake up in the morning, there's halachas. When you go to the bathroom, there's halachas. When you go to the shower, there's halachas. Therefore, since I'm actually learning when I'm actually going to these places, I may not a lot about think about the Torah in these places, but I'm osik in the Torah by osik and its mitzos during these places. V'hu adin, when you go to work, you have a whole section of Shulchan Aruch called Choshen Mishpat that applies to all work things and how ben adam l'chaveiro halachas and things like this. Torah never ends, and therefore it's no hesek hadas when you have these things. For Soloveitchik, as a rephrase, he develops this idea also that there is no hesek hadas learning. We are one chepfetz of a person who learns Torah all day long. For a person who really is osik b'Torah, he is going to be osik b'Torah whether he's in the Beis Medrash, whether he's at shul, or whether he's in the workforce, or whether he's in the bathroom. At all time, you are involved with Torah. La'asok b'divrei Torah, that's involved, it's osek in divrei Torah, it's not just only in the Beis Medrash, it's everywhere, and therefore, it is not mamish a hesek hadas, and therefore, it's not a hefsek in your berkas haTorah. Okay, as opposed to, I don't know, you go away from your tefillin, or your tzitzit, you take off your tefillin, you have a hesek hadas, your tefillin, you put your tefillin again another round of the day, you have to make a new bracha. Okay, you took off your tzitzit and you mamish had a hesek hadas without getting to all the. You have to make a new bracha when you put them out. As opposed, one exception is Birkas HaTorah, because Birkas HaTorah, you're lasuk b'kol yom. Kol yom, you're osik in Torah, and therefore it is not mamish hesek, even in the world of the Rush that holds hesek hadas, does cut it off, it is not going to cut off the bracha over here. Okay, so that is a little insight over here into Sif Yud. And then we get into Sif Yud Aleph. That gets into the nafkamina I just mentioned before. If someone takes a nap during the day, yes, there's halachas, you go to sleep. But when you're actually sleeping, that is no greater hesek hadas than sleeping. So therefore, says over here the Mechaber, Shnaskav, if you have to look really in the Beis Yosef, which is obvious, I've said this many times, the Beis Yosef is where you really can learn Shulchan Aruch from, because that is his magnum opus, that's really where he wrote what his our opinions are, and you get really, over here he just writes a shortened version of it. You only get a glimpse of what he says. Over there he brings down the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, and he says really the Ikar, the Dinah, we really paskin like the Rosh. And therefore you should be making a bracha. If you take a nap during the day, you should have to make a bracha when you wake up. However, he says the minog is like Rabbeinu Tam. We are knowing not to make a bracha on Chenas Tzarayim like Rabbeinu Tam. That's the words of the Beis Yosef over there, and that's how he paskins over here without mentioning all these things. Shnas Kevin Bayomam Bita. So, Havi Hafsik, he brings down the Psalm Dea like the sheet of the Rosh, that it would be a Hafsik, and then when you wake up, you have to make a new bracha. There are those who say that it's not going to be a hasik. V'chein nagel. He says that is the minhag. The minhag is not to go ahead and make a bracha in on shnas tzarayim, when you take a nap, do they not to go ahead and make a bracha? Once again, this is our machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. That is our machlokas between Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here is not so excited about this minhag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, look inside, see cotton cafe. I think a person who makes a bracha after taking a nap, tavol bracha, is doing a great thing. And that's how his Rebbe, the Mari, he used to make a bracha after taking a nap during the day. Look at this list of achronim. V'chein hiskim apri chodesh. V'eli rabbi shim harishon v'achronim. V'chein katav agra. V'chein hetik achayi odom la'alocha. And achayi odom passing like this. Some of the gedoli achronim all passing make a bracha after shnas tzarayim. However, you have to do realize that two of the greatest of the achronim that we pass, like the both, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, are not listed over here. They go ahead like the minhag that is mentioned in the Mechaber, not to make a bracha. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah in the end over here, his maskan is the following. His maskan, the after Prima Gadim Ashwa did Nuchal, li smoke al minhag zashul olivar, even though the Prima Gadim says, you can be somech on the Mechaber and not to go ahead and make a bracha. Al kol panim nira pashet, das somech al kol aposki mishiskaru mvarich, lo hissed. Someone who wants to go ahead and make a bracha after Shnat Sarayim, he is not mafsid. It is okay for him to go ahead and make that bracha. So what comes out from the Mishnah? Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag is not to go ahead and make a bracha. However, Mishnah rotzeh and may go ahead and make a bracha, he is not going to be mafsid. Halacha in our base measures the psak that comes out Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol, he only brings out part of it over here. He says over here, just stop. In Dibur Masal, he smoke. He says, Gam la admer zalo nir la achmer. He does not think one should be machmer and make a bracha after taking a nap. Follow the minhag olam and not to make a bracha when after taking a nap. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Sol has told me on a couple of different occasions that Lamaisa Rishomel Zalman told him that this is only where there's even a suffix. There's a very, very big machlokas of what's considered a sleep that's going to cause a hefsik. Okay? There's shnas keva and shnas arai. Okay? For sure. If you fall asleep for 5 minutes on the table, on your arm, that's shnas arai, no question. If you go to sleep in your bed for a few hours, okay, and you take, you get in your pajamas, you go into your bed, that's for sure shnas keva. Everything in the middle, you get into gray areas, not only this. Only time we're going to be somach on the minog is if there's only any suffake whatsoever, if it was a shnas keva or not. However, says in Evansel, if you go into your bed and you sleep for 3 hours straight without a hefsik, he says that is no suffake whatsoever if that's considered shnas keva 3 hours straight. And therefore, he says, even according to Rosh Hashanah, you should go ahead and make a new Birkas HaTorah. You have to realize, this is a, even if one did it, even though those are minhag, is not even if they make sleep for 3 hours, that is what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says. You could rely on the Mishnah Berurah psak that you have what to be Samechan even on less than 3 hours. Okay? And you have what to be Samechan, the Sheet of the Rosh, and all these other Quran who hold less than 3 hours to go out and make a bracha. Over here, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, be Karon, if it's less than 3 hours, not to make a bracha. If you sleep for 3 full hours in your bed, you would go ahead and make a new Berakas HaTorah, which is very nice, and many times for bacham, especially if they're staying out very, very late, they take a long nap. Shabbos afternoon, or even during the week, sometimes it could go for 3 straight hours. Renevinsel told me, if you wake up, you know you woke up in the middle of those 3 hours and just go to the bathroom, even just you open your eyes and went back to sleep, that would be matzik and not to go ahead and make a new Berakas HaTorah. One more thing which we'll delve into more next time, and that is if you're sleeping, this is all asleep during the day. However, if you're sleeping at nighttime, then that is going to be caused more of a hefsek, and there the minhag is not going to be like Rabbi Natan. If you're going to sleep at nighttime, your sleep is going to go into the nighttime, there will be more room to go ahead and make a new Birkas HaTorah. We'll get into that more, Bezrat Hashem and Sif Yud Beis, next time. Adkan for today.